Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'toch a message series sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai as a schus for Zivig Yaakov Aharoin Ben Rochel for Shlema Leo Ben Soro Mordechai Ben Soro Dov Berish Ben Shifra Tzivyo and Lili Nishmas Malko Basar Rav Chaim Yitzchok Rav Chaim Shlema Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok Elo Chaim Ben Chaim Yitzchok Oren Ben Moshe Gittel Bas Sorav Eliezer Manoach and Ferdo Soro Bas Shlomo. I thought that these days our hearts and our minds and our concern it goes out to Achenu Bnei Yisrael that are really exposed and suffering in the Ukraine tragedy that's taking place. And we always look for something that we can do. Certainly, there are stoka opportunities, and there are tefillah opportunities, but I'd like to explore for a moment a bitochan opportunity as well. We say in Avo Rabo, we ask Hashem for same belief, beinu lahovinu lahaskil. Put in our hearts the ability to understand the Torah. Lishmoya, to listen, that's a special gift. Lilmoy, to learn, lalamin, and to teach. Lishmor, to guard and to protect. That's also part of the learning. Lishmor, lasei sulakayim, is called divrei Talmud Torasecho be'ahava. That we should be able to be makayim all of the Torah in love. Then we take it a step further. Enlighten our eyes in the Torah. That means take us to the next level of depth of understanding of Torah that it just shines in front of us. Not just to do the mitzvahs, but the dabek. There should be a dveikus of our hearts should cling to the mitzvahs with the greatest of passion. And unite our hearts to love and to fear your name. And we should never be embarrassed. And the Abu Dhrom tells us that this this tefillah that we should never be embarrassed is built on the posuk tilim chafei elokai b'chobo tachti alei boisho. We say to Hashem, I trusted in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. Because of my trust in you, please don't let me be embarrassed that I trust you and that my trust is disappointed and that I'm denied the request and the desires of my heart. Please, Elokai b'cho b'tachti alei boisho. Now, the question is, wherein did we say here that we have bitochen? We just said, we asked Hashem for the depths of commitment and appreciation and connection to Torah and to mitzvahs and to Avodas Hashem. And now that we have bitochon, please don't let us be embarrassed for our bitochon. Ma kesher, we didn't talk about bitochon. We didn't establish our bitochon. We didn't expand our bitochon. So what are we saying now? Because of the bitochon. And we see from the posuk itself, from the sentence, next sentence itself, that it's so because we say, because we trusted in you, and we will rejoice in the Yeshua. We didn't have bitochen. We didn't do anything special about bitochen. We're not talking about bitochen. It seems that the pshat is like this: the greatest expression of bitochen, or maybe one of the greatest expressions of bitochen, is my commitment to mitzvahs. Why am I so committed to the mitzvahs? Why do I sacrifice so much to do the mitzvahs? Why are people meisa nefesh for mitzvahs? Why do I ask Hashem v'sebli beinu lishmoya lilmadu lamei v'hoyerei neidu v'serosecho v'tabikli beinu v'mitzvisecho? All levels higher and higher and higher and levels of dveikus and connection and appreciation of the mitzvahs. The Torah says, I truly trust Hashem, that this is the best thing in the world. That the mitzvahs are what life is all about. That the mitzvahs are the thing to help me. That the mitzvahs are the best investment of my time and my energy and my koichas and everything. Ah, so the observance of the mitzvahs is an expression of bitochon, and the bakosha, the request, the beseeching of Hashem to bring me deeper and deeper into the appreciation and the benefit and the connection with the mitzvahs is the greatest expression of bitochon. Is a great expression of bitochon. The greatest. It's a great expression. If that's the case, I say, we shouldn't be embarrassed. I shouldn't be embarrassed because we shouldn't be embarrassed because we have bitochon. The expressions that we request of deeper connection to Torah and mitzvahs, those are statements and demonstrations of bitochon. And if we say, then we say, in the schus of this bitochon, we should rejoice in the Yeshua. And I would like to suggest that at a time when there's a eis sora liyakiv, this is certainly a time of terrible sorrow. We hear stories, we hear reports, we don't know what we hear, we don't know what is going on exactly. Taki here, nisim too. But in Sermchalanes, we certainly can't just rely that there's going to be Nisim. We have to do everything we can. And one of the things that we could do is deepen our connection to Torah and to Mitzvahs. Because when we do that, we have the right to ask Hashem, we have now expressed a very deep level of Bitochon. And Bitochon in Hashem helps all across the board. Because here we say, we trust in Hashem, just trust Him to do the mitzvahs and to deepen our connection to learning. The Yeshua will come because of that. We will rejoice in the Yeshua. That seems to me to mean that if we strengthen our own bitochen in Hashem through the observance of the mitzvahs, even through the requesting of Hashem to help us observe the mitzvahs and to learn the Torah and to do it with a greater passion and dedication and commitment. That's an expression of bitochon that we have the right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki b'shem kodshecho ha-godol b'ha-neiro b'tochnu, because we have put our trust in shem kodshecho in your holy name, nogilo v'nismecho b'shuasecho. We will rejoice in the Yeshua. That means that we, through our commitment to Torah, can actually influence the matzav that's going on today in Ukraine, that's going on with so many Yidden that are suffering fear, pacha, displacement, sakona, we don't know to what extent, upheaval in their lives, children, little children, we have no idea. And our bitochen here can be mashpia on them. Give a shame, kodshecho, agodul, banro, batochno, no gilo, venismacho, bishua secho, in your Yeshuas in general. And it's taka mashma because the next thing we say is, Avienu le sholem arba kanfei soretz. We're asking for the ultimate Yeshua that we should come back to Eretz Yisrael and Mashiach should come. So I do believe that if we use this moment, if we respond to the sakona of this moment, to the trouble of this moment, to the pain and suffering of this moment of Achenu B'nai Yisrael, and we respond with an increased commitment to our Torah and mitzvahs, which is a direct expression of trusting Hashem. Why am I doing more mitzvahs? Why am I so dedicated to the mitzvahs? Why am I sacrificing so much for Torah mitzvahs? Because I trust that this is it. Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod, and this is the tachlis of the Bria, and this is what Hashem wants, and this is my best interest, and this is the best thing that could be. If that's the case, so when we do that, we generate a schus of bitochon, and we can actually expect and ask Hashem, give Hashem kod shecho botochnu, v'gil av nismucha b'shua secho, we should rejoice. And it would be a tremendous rejoicing for all of us. We should rejoice in the Yeshua that will come, Be'ez Hashem, that's going to come to Achenu Bnei Yisrael that is so that is suffering so much today. I would like to suggest one more tachbula, which I think can be very helpful. It's brought from the Kaf HaChaim, it's brought from the Yehuda HaChosid, it's brought in other places too. That there's an inyan that when is it sorrow? and we're faced with this tzara. We don't know what's happening. That when if we're makabel, we're makabel on ourselves. That when the tzara is alleviated, we're going to say nishmas in front of a minion. The lashon of the Kaf HaChaim, the name I guess of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, harbe nitzolu derech zeh. Many people were saved through this. Seems to be a very, very potent skula that we have a tzora and we say, you know, when this tzora is over, we're going to say nishmas in front of the minyan, say nishmas till brochis v'hidoyes me'atav adot, no say the broch at the end, broch ato Hashem, that I'm not allowed to say, except on Shabbos in the Seder HaTfila. But harbe nitzolu derech zeh. And I believe that the inyan of nishmas is really very simple. Sometimes Hashem puts us in situations because He wants to hear our tefillas. Our tefillas bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mes'aveh le'tefillos shel tzadikim. He craves the tefillas of the tzadikim, and because tefillas bring them closer to Hashem, and that's to their ultimate benefit. That's to their ultimate fulfillment. That's to their ultimate pleasure. So, therefore, sometimes He keeps us in a matzav that we should keep on beseeching Him. Because He knows that sometimes once it happens, we're not as acutely invested in our tefillas. Maybe at the beginning we'll say a hallel, maybe a little bit later we'll say a half hallel, maybe then we'll say a oidu, and then we'll say a shkoyach, and then we tend to, it fades, the memory fades. But if we have a tzora, it's a Rebbeinu Shalom, this is not going to fade. When this tzora is over, when you help us with this tzora, we're going to get together in front of a minyan and recite nishmas, the declaration that we know that this is all from you and we must be eternally grateful for everything you do. You're not going to forget about me. You're not going to lower your spiritual standing and connection with me because I helped you already. Not already. Now maybe we become more worthy of getting that help because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we have removed that chashash that we're just going to forget about it after it happens, because that's the unfortunately sometimes a tendency. So I think that that's something we also should believe neither. We should be makabel that when this terrible, terrible sorrow, which I don't think we have any idea of really what's going on over there, maybe some slight ideas, when this sorrow of Ezer Hashem will be removed, that we will get together in front of a minyan and mamish recite this nishmas with a real sense of passion and commitment to realize and to recognize that it's all from Hashem. We can't forget that. And the schus that we are committed to recognize that it's all from Hashem, that can actually make a whole difference in actually the Yeshua coming. And certainly, if we strengthen our bitochon, and one of the ways, as we mentioned this evening, to strengthen our bitochon is strengthening our commitment to Torah and mitzvahs, is deepening our commitment to Torah and mitzvahs. And that's chus we can bring about nogil of nismecho bishua secho. I think it's important also to point out that up to the Baal bitochon, the bitochon doesn't have to be specific. I'm trusting that this is going to happen. I'm trusting that that is going to happen. I'm trusting on a specific thing. No. The Baal Bitochon is privileged for Yeshua's all across the board, just b'schus the fact that he puts his trust in Hashem. He has this sense of confidence and menuchas ha-nefesh in recognizing the chesed Hashem. And in that schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with Yeshua's and Nisim v'Nifloys. It should happen. It should happen b'korov. Kodesh Baruch Hu should protect Achenu k'beis Yisroel and Asunu b'tzoro u'b'shivyo. And should be zeichet to hear mamish Yeshua's and for the Jews of Ukraine and lonu l'chol Yisroel.